MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back once again.
World Series is over. We'll get to that in just a moment. But, Andy, I think the biggest story right now around the Red Sox is who's going to be the manager in 2021? And what do you know right now?
Well, we know that no one's been hired as of yet, Bill. Of course, the speculation is that former Sox manager Alex Cora will be back. His one-year suspension officially ended with the conclusion of the World Series, but the Red Sox have been interviewing candidates. They've interviewed Cubs coach Will Venable, Pirates coach Don Kelly, Diamondbacks bench coach Luis Urreta, Twins bench coach Mike Bell, Padres associate manager Skip Schumacher, Marlins bench coach James Rowson, and Yankees bench coach Carlos Mendoza. So a lot of names being floated around out there, coming in and out of the offices at Jersey Street. Many of the names that I just mentioned, most baseball fans have never heard of. So it will be a question of what kind of manager do the Red Sox want? Do they want to bring back a name manager with experience or hand the keys over to someone who has never managed before?
When you say that Cora is back, I know his suspension is over, as you mentioned, but is he under contract with the team?
No, his contract with the Red Sox is up. It's just the fact that his suspension has ended. He's free to interview with any team he likes. So, obviously, the Red Sox, you would assume, would be high up on his list, but there are some other openings out there. So, I wouldn't be surprised in one way or another that you see Alex Cora in a dugout in the 2021 season.
For the Red Sox?
For the Red Sox, or if not the Red Sox, definitely another team. I mean, yeah. I think one way or another he'll be back in the dugout for next season.
All right, got you. All right, and all right. Now let's move on. What do we know? What is the latest? Any player news notes from the team?
Well, again, with the World Series ending, suspensions go away and free agency begins. So the Red Sox have outfielders Jackie Bradley Jr. and Rosny Castillo hitting the free agent market, as well as pitcher Colin McHugh, who never actually pitched for the Red Sox this year. He got hurt in spring training. Castillo wraps up his seven-year, $72.5 million contract with the team, playing a total of 99 games in the majors for the Sox between 2014 and 2016, hitting .262 with seven home runs. He's spent the last three seasons down in Pawtucket. Most of his career for the Red Sox spent in Pawtucket. Obviously, the reason why he never really stuck with the team is because of that large contract and, of course, the luxury tax implications. So, goodbye, Rosny. We'll have to see if he latches on somewhere else, if someone gives him a try out there, but you won't be seeing him playing for the Red Sox anytime soon. But at $72.5 million, you know, he doesn't worry about his next meal. He's in good shape.
Hmm. You mentioned MLB suspension's over because the World Series is over. However, my suspension continues, unrelated to Major League Baseball. But now there are some other names in the news, right, for the team?
Yep, they've outrighted utility player Zhuwei Lin and pitcher Robinson Leia to Pawtucket. Pitchers Zach Godley, Andrew Triggs, Dylan Covey, Mike Kickham, and Domingo Tapia, as well as infielders Jose Peraza and outfielder Cesar Puello, have all been released. All those players had their cups of coffee with the Red Sox in this short 60-game season. One of those players, pitcher Domingo Tapia, has already re-signed with a new team. He is now with the Seattle Mariners. Sox did sign a free agent, 21-year-old Kevin Garcia. Garcia is the first Cuban player signed by the Red Sox since Yoan Moncada back in 2015. And the Red Sox do have four more days to exercise a $6.25 million option on the contract of starting pitcher Martin Perez for 2021.
All right. Okay. All right. So those are the that's the news with players for the team. What are any other related stories to the team? I guess the early voting continues at Fenway, but what else is going on?
Well, unfortunately for concession stand workers, over 1,000 employees at Fenway have been laid off by Aramark. Obviously, that's a sign of the times, with obviously no games for these people to work. The new infield sod and outfield sod has arrived at the new Polar Park in Worcester. The Woo Sox begin playing in Worcester, hopefully in 2021. No Red Sox players were finalists for a Gold Glove Award this season. And if you're looking to watch some Red Sox classics, with the baseball season being officially over, of course I'm going to update you on that. In Nesson, this week they're showing Sox classics from 2018. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, you can watch the game from July 12th. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 6-4 at Fenway. Mookie Betts in that game hit a grand slam.
Well, you know, I don't know whether this is true or not, but it does seem like the news of baseball has slowed down a bit when we're talking about sod arriving in Worcester.
Well, hey, any news is news when it comes to the local nine and their affiliates, I guess, at this point.
Well, you know, it seems to me the Aramark workers should have opened up a couple of beer counters or hot dog concession stands during the early voting at Fenway. Well, okay, let's move on to the World Series. Dodgers win the World Series. I actually thought they had won the World Series more recently than 1988.
Yep, this is their first title in 32 years. They take the series 4-2 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Dodgers shortstop Corey Seager named the World Series MVP. Of course, there was some controversy right after the game because Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner left the game in the eighth inning after finding out he tested positive for COVID-19. But then after the game, he was seen celebrating on the field with teammates. At some points, he was wearing a mask. Some other pictures and celebrations that we've seen, he was not. So there's going to be a complete investigation by Major League Baseball. It could be fines levied on Turner and the team, possible suspension going into next season as well for Turner for not following the safety protocols. So the Dodgers win their first title in 32 years, and minutes after, there's controversy and trouble going on, so they really couldn't savor it totally with this little sidebar going on at the same time.
All right. Do you want to talk more about the World Series and how it played out?
Well, I thought that overall it was an entertaining World Series. I, of course, very disappointed in the move that Tampa Bay Rays manager Kevin Cash made in Game 6, his team leading 1-0 in the sixth inning. His starting pitcher was going on strong. He'd only given up one hit, and he gives up a hit in that sixth inning. He gets yanked from the game, and before you know it, wheels fall off, and the Dodgers go up 2-1, and at that point you knew the game was just about over because the Rays overall in the series were not hitting all that well, so Kevin Cash is going to have to live with that decision. It was based on analytics. He did not want his pitcher to face the top of the lineup for the third time in the game, even though he had struck out the top three batters in that game twice already. So just a tough call going on in that controversy with Blake Snell. And another point with Mookie Betts coming up and Snell coming out of the game. Betts, again, struck out twice against Snell in his first two at-bats. And his numbers against left-handed pitching this year, very poor in terms of slugging percentage and his overall batting average. So it really didn't make a lot of sense as to why Blake Snell was pulled by Cash. So obviously, Rays fans are going to have to live with that. There was a real exciting finish in Game 4 of the World Series as the Rays beat the Dodgers 8-7, scoring twice in the bottom of the ninth on a single by Brett Phillips, who not many people know out there. He was a player acquired by the Rays in late August at the trade deadline. Didn't have a lot of major league experience, but he came up in a tight situation, got a big single to tie the game, but then the Dodgers outfielder Chris Taylor bobbled the ball, allowing the Rays' Randy Arozarena to make a mad dash from first base, and Arozarena actually fell on his way between third and home, but the relay throw was not caught by the catcher, and that winning run scored, so that was a very exciting finish. And another player to note, again, the Rays' Randy Arozarena, he was on fire in the postseason overall, hitting 10 home runs in the postseason. So he did hit a home run actually for the Rays in Game 6 in the first inning. So he was definitely the Rays MVP for the World Series in the postseason. So overall, entertaining baseball. Sad to see it come to an end. And we get ready for the offseason. What moves will the Red Sox make to try to improve their chances for 2021? And we'll see how it goes, Bill. Will it be a 2021 season? Will it start on time? Will spring training start on time? Lots of questions. Will fans be allowed in the stands? So again, all these questions will be waiting to be answered as time goes on.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I got one more question for you. So you talk about the move by the Rays manager. Now, I'm thinking that these are moves that a manager makes during the course of the year that, they may not be the best moves. You can question them, but everything is amplified and magnified in the during a World Series. Everybody's watching, and thus the criticism or the examination, if you will, is so intense. Does that make sense? What I'm trying to say is that this stuff happens all the time. It just we notice it so much more during the big game.
Well, obviously, that's definitely true. You notice it more in the big game, especially in a World Series where a title is on the line, as it was in Game 6. You know, this happened in the middle of July. You know, you wouldn't probably even know about it unless you were a big Tampa Bay Rays fan and you wanted to get all wound up about it. But obviously, in this situation...
that would, by the way, would be you with a Red Sox all season long, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd be getting all fired up at a game in April, obviously. But, you know, it just kind of shows as well the way the game of baseball is changing with the teams heavily relying on the bullpen and not having starting pitchers face batters three times. And, you know, to me, it's taking away from a lot of the game and the strategy. I mean, again, anybody with the eye test watching that game the other night in Game 6, watching Snell pitch, I mean, he was locked in, definitely the strongest pitching performance of the postseason overall. You know, it was like watching Bob Gibson or Tom Seaver out there. He was just mowing up, mowing him down. And, you know, a little soft single to center in the sixth inning with one out should not be a reason why you take him out after only 72 pitches. And, you know, so what? Mookie Betts comes up next and he hits a home run. You're down 2-1, then you can maybe make a change. But, you know, let a guy who's pitching probably his best game of his career, you know, kind of finish his own fate. And unfortunately, in the relief pitcher that the Rays brought in, he had given up runs in 7 consecutive postseason games, and he made it 8 games in a row. It's not like you were bringing in someone that was a lockdown reliever like a Mariano Rivera from the Yankees back in the day. So, you know, again, lots of questions out there. And, you know, a lot of those moves, obviously, with the analytics, they come from upstairs, and the manager's kind of told what to do. And, again, that's another bad look on baseball going forward. And, you know, just... let the managers manage, and, you know, to me, the eye test still goes a long way. You can use the numbers, but obviously there was really no reason at all, none, to take him out in that situation.
Yeah, great point, great explanation. I really appreciate it. I'd follow up with 2 or 3 more questions on this alone, to be honest with you, Andy, but I've got to get ready with my costume for Halloween, and I know you do too.
I do too. I'm going as a baseball this year, as you'd expect.
You got it. There he is, our MSO New Sports Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsports.com.